seeks to become one with the object of its affection. So we want to be like Jesus because we love him.
Amen.
Amen. That's the bottom of the whole thing. It's not just because the pastor said this or that or the church teaches. No, it's because I love him.
That's right.
And I want to be like him. And I believe this pleases him. So this is what I'm going to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody want to love Jesus and please him today? Amen. The will of God exceeds all. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Brother Hart's going to come today, and we're going to open our hearts to the word of the Lord and receive from him. God bless you in Jesus.
Amen. Praise. Praise the Lord, everyone, and since you're standing already, amen, let's just go right to the Word. And we're going to read today from the book of Matthew, chapter 15, and verse number 29. And we're also going to go to 1 Peter 5, verse 5. But let's, looking together from the 15th chapter of Matthew, verse number 29, the Bible says, "And Jesus departed from thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And a great multitude And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel." Then 1 Peter 5 and verse 5, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him. For he careth for you." Amen.
Lord Jesus, we pray today, God, that our hearts would be touched by the Word of God. God, let us acknowledge you in everything. We pray, God, that your name would be exalted. Lord, that you would be glorified, that you would be praised. Lord, that we would be a light and a testimony to your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We pray, God, quicken our faith and enable us, oh God, to embrace your promises. And we give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Everybody says, amen. That I, as I was studying the text before the service today, something that really captured my attention is found in the 30th verse of the 15th chapter. The Bible says that there were great multitudes of people that came to Jesus, and they were lame, and they were blind, and they were dumb. They were maimed. And many others who had great need, they came. And the Bible says, and they cast them down at Jesus' feet. There's something about coming to Jesus and casting our cares upon Him. And so this morning I want to preach to you on the subject of faith at His feet. Faith at the feet of Jesus Christ. The text of Scripture that we have read to you today comes immediately after that Jesus healed a demon-possessed woman who was not of the Jewish background. She was not of the household of Abraham. But the Bible says that she belonged to the cities of Tyre and Sidon. She was a Syrophoenician. And the Bible very clearly tells us that it was no accident that Jesus was in that particular place. Now Jesus came to save those who are the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But He did not come exclusively for the seed of Abraham. That He came first to Abraham's seed. But He came that He might bring hope and salvation unto all men. And so it was no accident that the Bible says in verse 21 that Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. That Jesus made a deliberate trip into a foreign land where He knew that there were not many that were of the house of Abraham. That the majority of the people there were Gentile people. And so it was no chance meeting that He came into direct contact with this Syrophoenician woman. Because Jesus deliberately went to that place. He knew beforehand that there was someone there that had a need. And this is one of the greatest examples of faith in the entire Bible. In fact, throughout the New Testament, there are only two examples that Jesus ever commended anyone because that they had great faith. One was of a Roman centurion who was in command of a group of soldiers that numbered 100, that was a man of great authority. And Jesus commended him because he had faith to believe that at His word, that His servant would be healed. He said, I'm not worthy that you should even come under my roof. I'm not worthy of your presence. I am very aware of who you are and of the great power that you possess. But I know that if you can but speak the word, my servant will be healed. And Jesus marveled at his faith. Then we come to the story of the Syrophoenician woman, a woman of Canaan who had a great need. And she cried out unto the Lord. She cried out to Jesus because she knew in her heart that Jesus could help her and that He could deliver her daughter who was possessed. And so she cried unto Him and said, Have mercy on me, thou son of David, for my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. She cried out for mercy. She cried out in desperation. She cried out because she was convinced that Jesus could satisfy her need. For she recognized Jesus Christ to be more than just a teacher. She did not address Him as rabbi. But she addressed Him, amen, as thou son of David. Now, to recognize Him as the son of David was to recognize Him as the Messiah. The Messiah was the anointed of the Lord. He was the one that was to bring salvation and hope, not only to the Jew, but unto the Gentiles. In Him they were to come to the light that He brought. And so she recognized Jesus as Messiah. She recognized Him to be the true Son of David that was to bring hope and salvation unto all men. And though the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ ignored her, in fact, they tried to discourage her and to send her away because she was not of the house of Abraham. She was not of the seed of the Jews. She was not easily discouraged. She was not easily turned back. She had a determination, and she knew in whom she had come. She knew that He was the hope of Israel. She acknowledged that He was the Son of David. She acknowledged He was Messiah. And then Jesus said unto her, "I am not sent but into the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I came, amen, to my own people that they might come to an understanding of who I am, that I am their King, that I am their Deliverer, that I am their Savior. I am come, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And she came and worshipped Him. Amen. She came and fell prostrate at His feet. Amen. Even though He told her, "I am not coming into the lost sheep of the house of Israel," that did not make her angry. It did not cause her to turn away in discouragement. But rather, she fell down and worshiped Him. She had faith in the Master. She had faith in Messiah. She had faith in the Son of David. And she said, "Lord, help me. Lord, I need help." You know, sometimes that we fail to come to God because we feel like we can take care of it on our own. That we can get through this on our own. But she recognized that she did not have the solution to her problem. She had struggled with this situation for a long time, and she knew that this was something that was going to take divine intervention. There are some things that require miracles. There are some things that require divine intervention of the Spirit of God. We can't do it in the flesh. We cannot hope, amen, for better things without coming and falling prostrate at the feet of Jesus Christ. She had faith at His feet. And He said unto her, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs." And she replied and said, "Truth, Lord. You have spoken right." You know, it's one thing to hear the truth and acknowledge it. And it's another thing to hear the truth and to ignore it and to walk away. She acknowledged that Jesus spoke truth, even though it wasn't perhaps something that would make her to shout for joy. It wasn't perhaps something that she wanted Him to say. It was nevertheless true that He had come first to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and she was not of that house. She was not of that lineage. That she was not of the people to whom belonged the oracles of God and the promises of Abraham. She was outside, amen, of the people that God had chosen. She recognized her unworthiness. She recognized that she was not a daughter of Abraham. She recognized that she was not a child, amen, of the kingdom. But she also believed, amen, that Jesus was still willing to help her. She said, "True, Lord, that yet the dogs..." She didn't deny that she was not one of the chosen. She did not deny that she was not a part of that family and that group of believers. She did not deny that. She said, "Truth, Lord, but yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table, that they do not run them out." Amen. But even the dogs, amen, are allowed to eat the crumbs that fall from the table. Lord, I may be a dog, but I'm not asking you, amen, to let me sit down at the table. I'm not asking you to give me a place of prominence. I'm not asking for a position. I'm not asking for any honor. I'm not asking for any glory, but just let me get near to your presence that I might partake of the blessings that fall from the Master's hand. She acknowledged he spoke the truth. But she was not offended by the truth. Some people are offended by the truth. Some people can look at the Word of God and they take offense at the Word of God. They acknowledge their situation. They acknowledge their need of God. But they turn and walk away because they are offended by the truth. Amen. But we don't need to be offended by truth. The truth shall make you free. You may be a Syrophoenician. You may be, amen, one who is outside of the commonwealth of Israel. But you embraced the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. She was not offended by the truth. I thank God for the truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father except by me." If you're going to come to God, you're going to have to acknowledge the truth. You're going to have to embrace the truth, because the truth will make you free. I thank God that we can be free today. We can be free from bondage. We can be free, amen, from these things of the earth. We can be free from the impediments and the weakness of our flesh. Why? Because the truth will make you free. Can you say, "Praise the Lord"? And then Jesus answered. Oh, I'm glad that Jesus answers. Amen. He answers those that fall prostrate at His feet. He answers those that come to Him in reverence, that come to Him in humility. Amen. That come to Him not seeking any great thing for themselves, but they come in humble humility, and they're willing to receive whatever, amen, falls from the Master's table. Jesus answered and said unto her, this is the only other place besides, amen, that account where He commended the Roman centurion, where Jesus ever acknowledged a person having great faith. But Jesus said, "O woman, great is thy faith." I wonder today, amen, how great is your faith? How great is your faith? Amen. Jesus said when He returned, Brother Grissom and I were discussing this in the office this morning. Jesus said, "When I return, when I come back, will I find faith in the earth? Will He come to a people of faith? Or have we become so calloused? Have we become so complacent that we don't need God anymore? Amen. It's so much easier to just go to a medicine cabinet. Is it easier to go, amen, to a psychologist? Is it easier to go to a counselor? And it is to go to the feet of Jesus. I want you to know the greatest, physician in Jesus, the greatest counselor in Jesus, amen, the greatest helper in Jesus. If you'll just fall prostrate at His feet, amen, hallelujah, amen. We live in a world of convenience. Amen. We do what is convenient to do. It was not convenient, amen, for this woman to come and fall down at the feet of Jesus. In fact, it must have been somewhat humiliating to come and literally have to cry out to just to get His attention. But people will not cry out to God, amen, because they're humiliated. Amen. They are above, amen, making a show of themselves. How dare anyone, amen, require me to fall down on my knees in brokenness, amen, and cry out to God with tears of repentance. If that's the only way to come to God, then I just won't come to God. When I come to God, I want the choir to sing. I want the instruments to play. I want everybody to stand up and take notice that I'm giving myself to God, and what a wonderful prize that I am. Amen. What an addition that I would be to the kingdom. If they only knew, Pastor Grissom, what they were getting, they'd be coming to me. But instead they say, I've got to come to somebody named Jesus. I've got to fall down prostrate at His feet. I want you to know, if you come to Jesus, you're going to have to come in humility. You're going to have to come in reverent fear if you come to Jesus. Amen. You don't come on your terms. You come on His terms. Yeah. Amen. This old Syrophoenician woman, amen, she had to come to Jesus on His terms, not on her terms. Amen. She had to acknowledge, yes, Lord, I know that I'm just a dog. I know that I'm not worthy. I know that I don't deserve the blessings of His children. But Lord, even the dogs receive the crumbs. Oh God, help us to have enough humility that we will acknowledge the truth and come to Jesus and fall upon His mercy and fall upon His. Hallelujah. And her daughter was made whole, the Bible says, from that very hour. She was rewarded because that she came in humility. She came with faith. She came, not willing, amen, to go away empty, but she came determined. And she was rewarded because she knew that she had come to the right source. That she knew she had come to the one that was able, amen, to heal her daughter. That brings us to our text of Scripture today. Amen. The Bible says that when Jesus departed from that place and went into Galilee, that the multitudes began to come. She was just one little woman with a need. But because she came in faith, because she came in humility, she came expecting to receive something from God. With Jesus' return to Galilee, the multitudes began to come. It wasn't just one or two. It was thousands of people began to come. They began to bring their lame, their halt, the blind, the dumb. They began to bring everyone had a need, amen, of the touch of the Master's hand. God. The Bible says that when the multitudes came,
bringing with them all these people that were in need, that they cast them down at Jesus' feet. They did not come in pride and in arrogance. They did not come to receive some great honor from the Lord. But they literally cast them down at the feet of Jesus. I want you to know that if you will fall prostrate at the feet of Jesus today, amen, there is power to heal you. If you will fall down prostrate at the feet of Jesus, you can find salvation, amen, because there is power at His feet. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to try to hurry. And one more example in the Bible is the little woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says this little woman had had an issue of blood for 12 years and she had spent all her money on the doctors and the specialists and the hospitals and the rehab centers and everything that you could imagine, and she was out of money and the insurance wasn't paying anymore. She was out of resources. When you have exhausted your resources, you're right where God wants you to be. Amen. I'm afraid sometimes our resources get between us and God. Amen. When she had exhausted her resources and she didn't have anything to fall back on, amen, that she recognized that there was only one hope for her, and that is that she could come and she could touch the hem of His garment. In order to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, amen, she had, amen, to fall down at His feet. Have you ever tried to reach down? The hem of His garment went all the way down to the ground. And there were four blue tassels on the hem of His garment that represented the righteous Word of God. Amen. If God's Word declares it, you can believe it. And her faith was in the Word of God. She knew that all that He had to do was speak a word, and it would come to pass. Amen. You know how Jesus cast out devils? By the Word. You know how He calmed the storm? By Word. Amen. The Old Testament says God sent His Word and healed them. You know where it is? It's the Word. Well, you want to be healed? It's in the Word. You want to be saved? It's in the Word. You want to be delivered? It's in the Word. You want happiness and joy? It's in the Word. She says, if I could just touch the hem of His garment, I know that I'll be made whole. But she had to fall down on her knees. She had to fall down at His feet in order to touch the hem of His garment. She was in a crowd. She was in a press. Amen. There was no room. Amen. She had to press her way. She had to have determination. And she knelt down and touched the hem of His garment. There was faith at His feet. The Bible says in the last days that men would have a form of godliness. You know, I looked up that word godliness, and I find that godliness means reverence or fear of God. Is what the actual word, New Testament word, godliness means. In the last day that men would have a form of reverence, a form of piety, but denying the power thereof. I want you to know that there's power in reverence. There's power in fearing God. Amen. We need to have a holy reverence, an awesome, amen, appreciation for the power of God. We need to fear God because our God is a consuming fire. We don't really respect the power of God like we ought to respect the power of God. All those that came to Jesus reverenced Him and worshipped Him and fell down at His feet. Amen. If you need healing today,
Amen. You need to reverence God. You need to fall down at His feet. You need to be broken. Amen. You need to come down and acknowledge who He really is. He's a healer, but He's more than that. He's a Savior, but He's more than that. He's the God, amen, of creation. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You need to reverence God. The Bible says, for God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we're able to ask or even think. According to what? According to the power of the evangelist. According to the power of the pastor. According to the power of the apostles. According to the power that what? That worketh in who? In us. Amen. How much do you reverence Him? How much do you fear Him? How much do you honor Him? How much, amen, do you really believe about God? Do you believe that He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you're able to ask? Or even think, if you do, come fall down at His feet. Lord, I may be a dog, but God, I'm willing to take the crumbs and fall from Your table. God, I'm not demanding anything. I'm asking You. I'm humbly, amen, and beseeching You, God. I'm petitioning You, God, upon bended knees, because I know that there's power at Your feet. There's power at Your feet. Oh, I see His feet, as the book of Revelation reveals, His feet were as burnished bronze that had been through the fire. I want you to know that when you went through the fire, He went there with you. When you felt the pain, amen, He bore the feeling of your infirmities. When you struggled, He understood your struggles. Amen. There's power at His feet. Amen. The One who went through the fire is able to take you all the way to glory. If you'll fall prostrate at His feet, there's power today. You can be delivered. You can be healed. You can be saved. You can be strengthened. Oh, if you'll just come and acknowledge the Lord and fall down at His feet. Will you have faith today? Amen. While they come, while those that are really sincere, while those that have a need, while those that come in faith are falling prostrate before the throne of God, I would like for everyone in this building to stand and lift your hands and acknowledge Him. Acknowledge that God is able to heal. Acknowledge that God is able to perform miracles. Acknowledge that God is able to bring salvation and hope. And give mercy. There's faith at His feet. Cast yourself at His feet. Cast yourself at His feet. Cast all your cares upon Jesus, because He cares for you. He cares about you today. He cares about your needs. He cares about your hurts, about your struggles, about your bruises, about your pain. Fall down at His feet and acknowledge Jesus.
I give You, Jesus, my friend. I give You, Jesus.